The Pigs, Part 2 by Diana the Valkyrie. The Plow Girl Squadron was each supposed to patrol alone, because we reckoned that one Plow Girl would be more than enough to deal with any situation she encountered. But to start with, I wanted to accompany them, to make sure that the exacting standards of the NYPD were being complied with. The first of the pigs to go out was Ludmila, aka Millie. We made an eye-opening pair. Millie was 5 feet 10, which is short for a plow girl, but she made up for that with her width. She has to go through a normal 2 feet 8 inch door sideways, otherwise her shoulders wouldn't fit. I haven't tried this experiment, but I think I'd need at least a 6 foot tape measure to go around her upper body, even though her boobs don't add much to her circumference. And I'm 4 feet 11 and 84 pounds, which tells you just how skinny I am. The 97-pound weaklings would kick sand in my face if I were ever foolish enough to expose my slender body on a beach. I used to be on parking tickets, because TPTB figured I couldn't get into much trouble that way. I figured that if I got faced by an angry parker, I'd jump into my golf cart and retreat as fast as possible, and I did have to do that a few times. When you're half the size of an average man, you learn that discretion is the better part of valor. Run away and live to give tickets another day. But striding along with Millie, I felt I could face anything. I hadn't actually seen her arms or thighs, but I felt confident that she'd handle anything that the street could throw at her, and I could back her up by shouting and making like reinforcements were on the way. Not that she'd need them. Our motto, protect and defend. Our target, muggers, drug dealers, and wife beaters. Our location, the mean streets of New York, and it wasn't long before we found our first bandit. It was a diorama a couple of blocks away, but it was clear what was going on. Two guys, one with a knife, were standing over one guy on the ground, threatening to cut him if he didn't immediately hand over wallet and watch. "Tally ho," said Millie, I have no idea where she got that from, and moved surprisingly quickly for one of her bulk in the direction of the robbers. I followed, a discreet few yard behind. I didn't want to get in her way. "Okay, okay, if you insist, it was the habit of a lifetime for me to avoid conflict. At least I wasn't running in the opposite direction."